Monday morning. Today is January the 13th. It is 9 a.m. and we are here for another Closet Conversations with Cody. I'm excited to be here this morning. I've got an amazing testimony to share with you from the North Georgia Revival that happened just last night. And it is mind-blowing. It is a true miracle of God, straight from heaven. So I'm excited to share that. And then we are going to talk about giving thanks today. Giving thanks. And we're going to talk about a few scriptures and the importance of giving thanks to God. And what does that do for us when we give thanks to God? Amen. So let's hop into that testimony. I'm excited. So we've been in week 101, 101 weeks of revival, consecutive revival. That's right, 101 weeks. Then some people come up and ask me, they're like, well, what's the point of revival? Why is it going on for so long? When's it going to quit? Why do you always talk about water baptism? So many questions, and it's always the same answer. It's all about God. That's it. That's what the purpose of revival is. Revival is reviving the call and the desire and the heart back to the Father, like it talks about in Joel. And so that's the purpose of revival. It's reviving what's dead, what was once dead, and bringing it back to life for His kingdom. That's why we're having revival. That's why we're baptizing people. We're not baptizing people for the traditional Baptist mindset of you've got to be baptized as an outward profession of faith. That's incredible. That's absolutely acceptable. That's what Jesus did. He was baptized before He started His ministry. I'm not arguing that, but that's not the type of baptism that is going on at the North Georgia Revival. The baptism is no different than what the traditional priests would do when they went to a mikveh, which is a pool. They would go and ceremonially cleanse themselves before they went into the presence of God. And so what's happening is God is meeting people in the baptismal pool. And He's also meeting people on the altar, but there's just a special anointing in the waters. And it's not necessarily in our pool. It's nothing different than Dawsonville tap water and just a baptism, but it's going everywhere around the world. It's going around the world. The Kentucky, our pastors have been to Kentucky, West Virginia, Texas. I mean, they've been all over Louisiana traveling, and the same fire that is attached to the water here in Dawsonville is going all over the world. And it's just incredible. God wants His bride back, and He's passionately pursuing His bride. And revival is reviving the realization that I have a bride, and that is who I need to go after. Amen. That was a long introduction, but I felt like I needed to talk about that. So we're at the revival, 101 weeks, and this young teenage girl comes up to get baptized, and she has been struggling with self-mutilation, really riddled with the spirit of rejection and the spirit of self-harm, and she was harming herself, and she had fresh cuts all up her arm, on her left arm. And Christiana is going to post a picture in our comments if it'll allow her. If not, we'll have it up after the video. But she had fresh cuts all down her arm. All down her arm. And she went into the water with the sole intention of saying, God, I choose to release the desire to cut. I choose to release the rejection. I choose to release all of the feelings that want to make me self-mutilate and destroy my temple that You've given me. And so she went in there, confessed all that, asked for forgiveness, gets baptized, and comes up, and all of the scars are completely gone. Completely gone. I have two pictures that are going to be in the comments. Praise God. We just glorify You, Father. We thank You that You're still a miracle working God, that you're still working wonders, that you're still here for your people, that you're showing up the same way that you showed up when Jesus was on earth. So I just wanted to share that testimony, get you fired up today for, it's a Monday. Everyone struggles with Mondays. I don't. I choose not to, but most people struggle with Mondays because, oh, it's Monday. I came off a weekend. I got to go back to work. It's another day that you get to glorify God. It's another day that you get to tell someone about Jesus. It's another day that you get to experience and witness something incredible that God's going to do. Change your mindset and you'll change your world. And change your mindset and you'll change your Monday. All right, so yesterday, I want to tell you another little story, and then we're going to hop into the scripture. But, you know, yesterday we were at church, and Reagan, Christian, and I both serve on Sunday mornings. And so Reagan and the kids will go into the back soft play area, and they have a chaperone. And so I'm in a class yesterday, a discipleship class, and Christiana texts me and says, "Hey, I need you." I'm like, "Okay, well, I'm in class and I have like 20 minutes left." And I said, "What do you need?" And she says, "Well, Reagan might need stitches." I'm like, "Oh my gosh." So Sunday morning, you know, it's like, we're at church. Why is this happening to us? Why does our daughter need stitches? So we get in there, and she ended up sliding down a slide and busted her lip. I mean, it was pretty gnarly looking. And so, you know, get in there and calm down, because instantly your flesh wants to just, you know, just rise up and start looking for blame and start, "Oh, it's your fault," and you know, be the protective dad. But, you know, it doesn't do any good. It doesn't do any good. It's not going to help Reagan whatsoever, because she's already kind of traumatized with seeing blood and knowing her mouth hurts. And so we get through it. Praise God, we didn't need stitches. Praise God, her tooth didn't come out. Praise God, there are so many things that we're just praising Him. But as I left her, you know, I walked back in the sanctuary, and again, my flesh is still rising up. My flesh is still trying to produce these negative emotions to get my thoughts riled up. And so I start thinking negative. And I heard Holy Spirit say the verse, and this is what we're going to talk about today. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ." Excuse me. So I started thinking, I'm like, "Lord, we're supposed to be thankful in all circumstances. But what about when my daughter just had her lip busted open because another child didn't get off the slide like they were supposed to? Was it my daughter's fault? Is it the child's fault? Is it the supervisor's fault?" That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're not looking for a right or a wrong or a victim or the responsible party. We're not. That's not what God's after. God doesn't care. He cares because it matters to us. But He wants to know, are our hearts for Him, and are our hearts and minds and thoughts focused on Him? Because when we're giving thanks, and that's one of the things I had to come to realize yesterday, was I have to give you thanks for this, Lord. Why do I give you thanks? It could have been so much worse. It could have been stitches on a Sunday afternoon, which means we're going to the emergency room, which means we're paying extra. It could have been a lost tooth, or it could have been a chipped tooth. It could have been so much worse. And then God even confirmed it after I got done thanking Him yesterday morning. God confirmed it last night when I was sitting with a precious couple that said, "Oh yeah, my daughter, she fell or something and knocked out her two baby front teeth. And then she fell again and damaged her adult tooth." And I'm like, "Okay, yes, Lord, I give you thanks." When we give thanks to God, we are choosing to turn our thoughts and affections towards Him. When the enemy wants us to turn and betray God, the enemy wants us to focus on the negative. The enemy wants us to turn our attention to all the bad things. Because when we focus on the bad things, we're not realizing and paying attention to the good things that God has given and has already given. Does that make sense? Is this making sense? Because we have to be thankful for everything. We have to be thankful for accidents, car accidents. We have to be thankful for things happening to us that doesn't go the way that we thought or the way that we planned or the way that we thought we deserved. We don't deserve good. We don't deserve good. People ask me, how are you doing? I say, I'm better than I deserve. Oh, you deserve good. Oh, I'm sure you deserve a lot. I don't deserve anything. It is by Jesus Christ that I have what I have. It is by Jesus that I have the health and the prosperity and the blessings that I have. It's not on my own accord. It's nothing that I do. And so the enemy is after that. The enemy is after our thanks. Now I want to share another scripture with you. It's Psalm 100, verse 4. And so we're in the vein of being thanks, full of thanks and giving thanksgiving. Psalm 104, it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. And so you've probably heard that. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. What does that mean? Well, if you go and study and lay out the temple of where God was residing back in the time of the Israelites when they were in the desert, there was a temple. And so and you could also think of it as a kingdom, right? So if you're the gates, the wall, the gates are the outside. It's the separation point from the outside of the kingdom to this is the kingdom grounds. Are you following me? So gate, outside of the gate, inside of the gate. There's a big difference. What's on the outside and the inside? The outside is the wilderness. It's the nature. It's the whatever that's not inside the kingdom. And then inside, now you're on kingdom ground. You're inside the kingdom area. And so we transgress. We go from being outside, left out into his presence, into where he is, by offering thanksgiving. And then right before I was going live, the Holy Spirit just showed me thanksgiving, the giving of thanks. Thanks is a currency. Thanks is a currency to the kingdom. The more thanks we give, listen, the more thanks we give, the more that we get. Not in some kind of we pray because we need something. That's not what I'm talking about. We don't give thanks because we want more. What I'm saying is we give thanks and we get because we are realizing all that God has given us. Is that making sense? We have to give thanks. We have to give thanks. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And then the courts are the inner courts. The courts are where the king resides. We got to go in there with praise. We praise him. A couple other verses I just wanted to share with you, and then we'll wrap up. We're at about 13 minutes. Psalm 107:1 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. His faithful love endures forever. So why do we give thanks? We give thanks because his faithful love endures forever. It means that love, guess what? It's not changing. It didn't change yesterday. It didn't change 10 years ago. It's not going to change 10 years from now. It endures forever. His faithful love that is full of faith, that he's going to be faithful to us. Even when we're not faithful to him, he is good. And that is why we give thanks. That is going back to the situation with Reagan yesterday. That is why I can thank him. That is why I'm not focused on the negative and everything else that could have happened. I am focused on everything that he did for me yesterday, years past, today, and years to come. That's why I'm thanking him, because he is good and he wants good for us. And he is watching out for us and always working on our behalf. That's why we give thanks. How could we give anything else but thanks? How could we complain? Now, one thing I really want to touch on, and this is a whole nother teaching, and maybe I'll do it next Monday, but we have a choice. When we use our words and we use our mouth, we have a choice. We are either using words that line up with the kingdom of darkness, or we're using our words to line up with the kingdom of God. That's it. Those are the only two words. And here's what I'm going to say. The kingdom of God, you're speaking life. The kingdom of dark, you're speaking death. That's it. You are either speaking life or death with your tongue. That's what it says in Proverbs. Guard your tongue that's guard your heart. Your tongue, the power of life and death is in your tongue. So that's it. It's life or death. You can't speak and or. And so when we give thanks, we are speaking life. We are agreeing with the kingdom. And we're saying anything else, we are agreeing and using our words to align with the kingdom of hell. So just want to touch on that. Hebrews 13:15, and then we're coming to a close. Therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name. So again, these four scriptures, it's all about giving thanks to God. It's all about, no matter the circumstances, in all circumstances, give thanks, for he is good. So whatever you're going through today, whatever you're going through, maybe you've already spilled coffee on yourself. Maybe you're late for work. Maybe the dog has ruined your outfit. Maybe you overslept. Maybe you woke up and your car battery was dead. Maybe you had a flat tire on the way to work. Maybe you've had more happen in the last 3 hours that you've been awake than what most people are going to experience all day today. I don't know what's going to happen to you, but I do know you have an opportunity and a choice on how to respond to what happens to you today. You can choose to have an attitude of gratitude. And I know it's cheesy, but you can choose to have an attitude of gratitude, and you can choose to do exactly what 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, which is to give thanks in all situations. Give thanks always, no matter what. Or you can sit there and you can do what you have always done. You've always grumbled. You've always complained. You've always come up with something negative to say. And you can continue to do that. And you can continue to waller in it like a pig wallers in the mud. You can continue to do that. But the choice is up to you. And that's the beautiful part of God, is he will allow what you all will allow. If you want to allow that and you want to waller in it and you want to focus on all the negative, then focus on it. But when you are ready to get up out of the mud pit, and you are ready to give thanks, and you're ready to brush it off and say, Lord, I just thank you. I trust you. I trust you. When you say thank you, you are trusting him. That's really what you're saying. Thank you. Thank you for being a good father to me. So I trust that this helps you. I know it rocked my world yesterday, because like I said, it was very hard to give thanks when you're having, or when you're seeing one of your children not feeling well or hurt. So, I'm excited about the testimony that I shared this morning at the start of this message. So if you did not listen, if you're just now tuning in, make sure you go back and watch the beginning of that to hear about what the testimony God did at the North Georgia Revival last night. So let's close out in prayer. And just as a reminder, if this blessed you, go ahead and share it. The more people that hear this, people need to hear about giving thanks. And then I'll also have this up on our YouTube channel and on the podcast within or before 10 o'clock this morning. So if you want to listen to that again on the ride home or while you're at work, you can do so. But let's pray. Father, we just thank you. We just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, if we said nothing else to you, if we pray nothing else but thanks to you, Lord, it would be enough. And Father, we acknowledge you. We acknowledge you in all of our ways, and we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your peace. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for Jesus dying on a cross for us, Lord. We thank you for Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you. We choose today to turn our hearts and our minds and our thoughts and our words as gratitude towards you, Father. And Lord, I pray, Father, that Holy Spirit would prompt us if anything else comes out of our mouth today, that today would be a day that we mark and we stamp in the sand that says we will not continue to be ungrateful, and we will continue to see you in every situation, Father. The same way that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego saw you, you were there in the fire, they gave thanks, they never turned from you, Father. They use their words to glorify you. So, Father, I pray that we would glorify you and that we would be able to see you in every situation, in every circumstance, Father, because you are there. You're with us. You're there in the fire, and you're in the water holding back the seas. So, Lord, we give you thanks. I thank you for each and every person that's listening to this. I ask that you'd bless them. I ask that you'd bless them immensely, Lord, and that you would show them, you would reveal your glory to them, Father, today. And for the days to come. Thank you that your mercies are new every morning. And Lord, we love you and we praise you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You guys have a wonderful day. We will see you next Monday.